How are you doing today? Are you excited about opening the Kinderhook office?
Very excited. I mean, you can tell here, Tom. You look around and you can see dozens of folks that are here. We expect a big crowd over the three-hour period that we're going to have this open house. And really what we want to do is to listen to the concerns, the issues of our local citizens here, and we're getting that opportunity here tonight.
So as you've been listening so far, as the campaign has started, our station covers Greene and Columbia counties. What have you heard specifically from Greene and Columbia County?
Concern about the economy. Really, the number one issue is jobs and how we grow the private sector economy. I'm sure you're tracking. We have small business owners all throughout the Hudson Valley, and they're right now straddled with high taxes, regulations that are in some cases duplicative and onerous that stand in the way of new ideas that are trying to come to life. New ideas, of course, that would bring new jobs. So, you know, what we're hearing really is three things. Small business owners tell us the taxes, the regulations, and finally, healthcare costs. Healthcare costs continue to spiral out of control, and what we need is new bipartisan legislation that brings free market forces to bear to drive healthcare costs down. And that's what we're advocating for. You can see our position on the issues. You can check it out on the web, www.chrisgibsonforcongress.com, and you'll have an opportunity to see where we stand. I look forward to getting around. We have 137 towns in the 20th district, 10 counties, Greene and Columbia, of course, two of our wonderful counties, and I really look forward to meeting as many people as possible in both those counties.
What do you think you can do most? I mean, you've lived in Columbia County your whole life.
I've been in the Army last 24. I grew up in Columbia County. Of course, we maintained that as far as voting all throughout the
so
career.
You were gone a lot, but
yes.
But you've always, this has been your base.
Yes.
So what do you think, what can you do in Washington to help Columbia County?
Well, I think the biggest thing that must be done is we need to change the climate. We've got the wrong method to grow the economy. We're trying to do this from Washington, D.C., with taxpayers' money. This is a losing proposition for Columbia and Greene counties. For every dollar, every tax dollar we send from Columbia and Greene counties down to Washington, D.C., historically, we get between 80 and 85 cents back. So as you can see, all the increased federal spending is a loser for us. What we need is a new method. The method that we need to employ to grow the economy is getting government out of the way. It's lower taxes, it's fewer regulations, and it's new bipartisan health care legislation to drive down health care costs. That's what's going to give individual families here in Columbia and Greene more bottom line, which will be a stimulus for the economy on the private sector side. Two-thirds of our economy is consumer spending driven, and that's how we want to grow the economy, is through our private citizenry out buying goods and services made, hopefully, here. And then what that'll do, that'll grow the economy. So then you'll see the supply and demand side. That's what we're going to advocate for in Washington, D.C., is the abandonment of the tax, borrow, and spend method and get government out of the way so that we can grow the private sector economy. I got time for one more question. I really need to get back to all
the folks
here.
How is your military background is obviously very deep. How will that play into your role?
Thanks very much for that question and appreciate it. What I would tell you is that 24 years, 7 deployments, including 4 combat deployments to Iraq, been in tough spots in my life, hard times, proven leadership that you can count on. And I think that's what we're missing in Washington, D.C. right now. We got finger pointing on both sides of the aisle. That needs to stop. I think it's fair to say both parties got us into this mess. What we need is leadership to get us out of it. And I bring that to bear, and I'll be able to bring that to bear from the first day I get down to Washington, D.C.
And how will you be – you're talking about bipartisanship, and I guess you hear that a lot, but there doesn't seem to be a lot in Washington.
Well, credibility, leadership credibility that brings a new method to help grow the economy. And as I mentioned, focus on lower taxes, fewer regulations, and new bipartisan healthcare legislation to drive down healthcare costs through more competition and through tort reform. And that bringing leadership to bear is something I think that we can bring change in America.
All right, great.
Thanks very much for coming.
I
appreciate it very much. Thank you.